With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The hunt for 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie goes on just over a week after she was taken from her Tucson-area home. Her kids, including Today Show co-host Savannah Guthrie, continue appealing for her release. Savannah making another appeal to the kidnappers in an online video released over the weekend.
We received your message, and we understand. We beg you now to return our mother to us so that we can celebrate with her. This is the only way we will have peace. This is very valuable to us, and we will pay.
That phrase, "we will pay," a reference to the ransom demand purportedly made by the kidnappers. Super Bowl 60 and a second NFL championship belong to the Seattle Seahawks.
Defense became the driving force behind this championship. Seahawks players Devin Witherspoon, Derek Hall, and the rest of Seattle's ferocious defense pummeled New England Patriots quarterback Drake May. Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold tossed a touchdown pass to A.J. Barner, while teammate Kenneth Walker III ran for 135 yards. Seahawks kicker Jason Myers set a Super Bowl record by making all five of his field goal tries.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart says President Trump didn't think much of a Spanish-language halftime show led by a Puerto Rican rapper. Mr. Trump calls the show terrible. It was, in the president's words, one of the worst ever. Mr. Trump adds, nobody understands a word this guy is saying. The House Oversight Committee set to hear today from Ghislaine Maxwell, although the close associate and co-conspirator of the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein is expected to take the fifth. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 41. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on capital punishment.
According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, about two-thirds of adults believe that it is acceptable for the state to execute a person who has been convicted of murdering someone. Amongst religious people, almost 80% of white evangelicals support capital punishment, as do 71% of white mainline Protestants and 66% of white Catholics. Roughly 60% of black Protestants also support the death penalty. Michael Harrington reporting.
A local architect in Turkey is on a mission to restore a 166-year-old Greek Orthodox church that was long a beacon of her hometown's past. Buse Gol believes restoring the church, left mostly in ruins by the earthquakes in southern Turkey 3 years ago, will help the locals reconnect to the city of Antakya. After years of planning, campaigning, and fundraising, Gol's team recently uncovered the foundations of the church. This is SRN News. A stunning free skate secures the American figure skating team the gold at the Winter Olympics.
Ilya Malinin helped the U.S. defend its team figure skating gold medal at the Milan Cortina Olympics. On Sunday night, he beat Japanese rival Shun Sato in a head-to-head showdown when the teams were tied on points. Malinin, known as the Quad God, landed five quadruple jumps, scoring 200.03 points for his free skate. Sato followed with three quads, scoring 194.86 points, leaving Japan with a second straight silver medal. The U.S. finishes with 69 points, Japan with 68, and Italy takes the bronze with 60. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The Melania Trump documentary, Melania, added some 300 movie theaters over the weekend, its second weekend release, $2.4 million worth of ticket sales for the documentary. More details, SRNNews.com.